One who is seriously desires liberation concentrates his mind on this form of the Lord because there is nothing more than this in this material world. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining this wonderful thing. And as you know, this particular chapter, he is actually answering, he is beginning to answer Maharaj Parikshit. So what is he actually explaining? He is explaining to one key question, the first question, please show me the way of perfection, show me. What is the way of perfection? That is his question. What is the way of perfection? And he says, especially for all persons, not only me. Yes, you are answering, but I want the question to be applicable to everybody. And at the same time, he is also telling, especially to those people who are about to die. Because Maharaj Parikshit got only 7 days, he was going to die in 7 days' time. So his question is very, 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 very powerful question. It's applicable to everybody. The question is also applicable to everybody, and the answer that Sukadeva Goswami is giving is also applicable to everybody. So therefore, these are the type of questions we must also think of. But it is not easy. These are all very highly self-realized. Maharaj Parikshit is not an ordinary personality. So therefore, of course, he can come up with much wonderful. That is why Bhagavatam is full of this kind of questions and answers also. Powerful questions and powerful answers. So we can get a glimpse of what a question should be and what it is. Having said that, now, he is talking about the goal of life. What is goal of life? Prepare for death. That is the reason why this question came about. He knows there is a goal of life, and that goal of life is preparing for death. And this especially applies to human birth. Other birth, there is nothing to prepare for death. You know why? You are not getting any karma out of what that birth. That birth got no karma. You only suffer a karma which you have already created before, which you committed in your human birth. So in that birth, live a life, just whatever is given to you, whatever you are supposed to take, you take and live. But in the human being, no. You have a goal. You can set the goal and achieve it. That is the special system given to this particular body. So, when we say prepare for death means what? Where do we want to go? After that, where do you want to go? We ask ourselves, where do you want to go? Of course, we want to go to a place where there is no return. Because we know the difficulties that we are actually going through in this world. That is why a lot of trouble and problem and all these anxieties all come to us in the form of karma. Otherwise, Krishna could have made it, you know, very simple. You want to be on your own, independent, carry on. I will create a very nice world with all the wonderful things. And you all carry on. No. He put something called, okay, because you are independent, you have to take the reaction for your action. So we take the action, and in the name of the action, suffering comes. So therefore, we have to aim for somewhere there is no anxiety, no problem, no material anxiety problems, no birth, death, old age, disease, all gone. That type of place you must go. So, if we want to have that, then, as what Maharaj Parikshit says, the way of perfection must be known to us. We must know how to perfect ourselves. And that perfection can only take place in the human form of life. No other form. So now we have got this choice, then we have to perfect it. So therefore, we require this God realization. God realization is a must. It is not a choice. It's not a choice. It's not given to us, okay, you want this, you want that. Yes, although Krishna says, you have the independence to choose whether you want spiritual life, you want to enhance your spiritual life or material life, you want to still go on with your material life. The choice is there. But then we must know, this is the prime goal. We set a goal, nice goal, spiritual goal. And the other thing, before I go on to this particular about God realization, from the last, so many weeks, this particular chapter has been going on. Many of them are so very absorbed in finding what is Sukadeva Goswami trying to talk about Virat Roop, the creation, the cosmic manifestation and all these things. Now, this chapter is not dedicated to creation, to all anything to do with creation. Sukadeva Goswami has not started the creation, exactly how it is created and all this yet. So the details will come later. In Canto 3, you will see, there will be details. And that time, I don't know, if now itself you are saying, it is so difficult to concentrate and my head is just going spinning, so I have to ask 1001 questions about it. Hang on. And that canto comes. Of course, you will get a lot more details and more clearance to this particular subject. But for the time being, this particular subject, this particular, especially this chapter, is talking about God realization. Because before you can answer this question, God realization is the prime thing that a person needs to know. So therefore this chapter, that's why this chapter is entitled The First Step in God Realization. Again, this is the first step only. He hasn't come to the higher. In the next, this is coming, the next chapter, which is, this is already the second last verse. So after that, you will see, you will be going into a higher level of God realization. Okay? So therefore, if you are very curious to know about creation and all these kind of things. You see, creation from the Lord, by the Lord, is Mahavishnu, and it's a little bit easier for us, because if we look at it in the broad front, that's it. But if you go to this and hear about Brahma's creation, it's even more confusing. That's all coming in the third canto. Okay? It's more confusing. But whether or not, our point is not that the point of referring all these things inside here is not for us to take it so seriously that every pinpoint accurate this thing I must understand, then only I can know. Just know the overview of it, because the key thing to this particular verse is God realization. After reading this chapter, are we going to embark into God realization, or we still remain as a materialist? That is our idea. Not cosmic manifestation. Cosmic manifestation is one of the features we have to put to make a step to it, which I will come to it later. So therefore, this is the first step to God realization. And who does this apply? Sometimes we think, why is this, you know, Sukadev Goswami is saying things which are not really applicable to me. No, it's not really me, it's for all. So therefore, he's starting off with the very start, beginning, beginner. He's starting with the beginner. And that he is telling, who it applies, these are people like neophytes. They are coming into spiritual, they have not come into, so they are trying to know what is this figuring out. At the same time, those people who don't believe in God. Yes, we may have been in the past. We don't believe in God, we challenge. Who is God? And all those people who doesn't believe in localized feature, that the God can be in certain specific form or specific place, all these things. No, he doesn't. He believes God must be somewhere very big and something very, you know, which we cannot conceive. That is God. That is why when they go and listen to great, very nice speeches on this, when they will say, Hinduism, you know, they will give a very, very general, broad title, Hinduism and you. And then you will talk 1 hour, 2 hours about Hinduism and you. At the end of the day, he asks, what did you understand? Was wonderful. The class was wonderful. The speech was so nice. What have you understand? You see? Well, he said something so nice, this and that, but it was so high that I didn't understand. This is not what we call, this is not what we want. So Sukadev, you see how he is such a great personality. He is coming down right below and he is coming down from the beginner. How to bring him up also. So he is giving. So this localized feature is very difficult. So these people, they will be consuming. God must be something fantastic, you know. We cannot visualize. Nobody can actually visualize or anything. Yes, in a way it's true because it's unlimited. We cannot be. But still, in some way or what, there is a way to go close to him. And so there are people who just refuse or just simply cannot believe that the God is a personal feature. His personal feature, he cannot believe. That is actually like a person, but he's a supreme person. He has a form, he has qualities, attributes, all this they can't believe. Because it's beyond their conception. And those people who are completely absorbed in materialistic life. These people are just coming up, beginners. So in such a kind of people, we cannot go and talk to them about very high this thing and that. So you have to start off also. Because everything they are talking is in terms of their own experiences. But whatever is, you will notice one thing there. It says, one who seriously desires liberation concentrates his mind in the form of the Lord. So irrespective of which level you are, the concentration of the form of the mind is always there. If you are not concentrating your mind on the Lord, that means you have not started on the right move yet. Concentration on the form of the Lord is very important. Form of the Lord, not divining somewhere, something else. Looking at the tip of the nose and this, that is. No. tip of the nose is for your concentration. The concentration should be the Lord, but in order to get that Lord concentration, you have to have this kind of, you know, that's for meditation purposes and all these things. How to set your, otherwise your eyes will be looking, all, everything here, then you see his mind is contemplating what is that, what is he doing, why, no. In order to cut that off, he is putting this. Okay, that doesn't mean that is the goal. My goal is to sit down and look at the tip of my nose. No, that is not. That is not yoga. Okay? So therefore, this concentration goes from whatever realization. Whether first step, second step and third step. There are three steps. So he is going on the first step. The next chapter he will cover on the second step and the third. After that he will cover the third one. So, therefore, he is now recommending this cosmic, gigantic cosmic manifestation of the Lord. Because no other form of the Lord can attract you. Because you will only challenge. How can it be? Have you seen? So now, when he brings this gigantic conception of the Lord, is where Virat Roop is coming. This Roop, Virat Roop. And in this Virat Roop, and what is Sukadeva Goswami is saying, that there is nothing beyond this gigantic feature of the Lord in this material world. That's very important. In this material world, because this particular Virat Roop is all in relation with the, what we see, all, everything. Otherwise this material world will not go on as it is now. Everything that is happening in this world is according to the Virat Roop. That particular form, the transcendental form of the Lord Virat. And that is the one he is displaying. That will come to it later. And therefore, this will not. And therefore, Prabhupada is saying, material nature is just an order-carrying agent. There is nobody in this material world that can, they can come and tell, I can do anything I want, independent. No. No independence. Nobody is independently allowed to do anything. Everything is according to Krishna's will. And that will, as far as material world is concerned, he exhibits in the Virat Roop. And it's all given there. And Sukadeva Goswami, to some extent, he has given a certain amount of detail. But that is not the sum and substance itself. That is not the full system. There are many things which are actually there, but he is giving the gist of it. So therefore, through the Virat Roop, the Lord is actually in command. He is in command. That is why when the Lord comes personally, he doesn't come into contact with the three modes and all this. Because three modes are all developed by the Virat Roop. He is the one who is creating it. Virat Roop is in his body. He creates this particular thing called this modes of the material nature. So therefore, the Virat Roop is important in that sense that if you want to know how this material world is going on, then you need to know. So that's why he is explaining that. So, this Virat Roop is basically, if you want to talk about the cosmic manifestation in a very nutshell, just remember a few points. The Lord, he expands himself and he comes into Mahavishnu. And through Mahavishnu, he is his force. You see, the amount of all these universes are created. And you may say, the force is so small, how can he create such a huge... This is explained in the later this thing, that comes out is not as, you know, when he comes out is so huge, no. It comes out like a seed. It's a seed. Later on you see how Brahma prays to the Lord regarding this. You are a seed, you are the one who created this seed. So Brahma is saying this seed. Why? And this seed grows like a banyan tree, it's so big. But the seed is so small. But you put it there and then you see the way it grows. So similarly, from that small seed, you see how this Brahmanda, so big universe is coming. And in this universe, he is giving all the ingredients and then he starts on, he further expands himself into Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. And from there, he is entering into all the universes. Because without the Lord, there is no question of anything in this world or spiritual world. Everywhere the Lord is the sum and substance. And Brahma is then born from this Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu. Brahma, the first living entity, is born. Mind you, this one we are talking about, you know, where Lord, this Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu is sleeping in his special ocean, and he is sleeping. And you will find that the navel is growing. And his navel and the whole universe is in the stem of that navel, that stem of this lotus flower. The lotus flower is on the top there, comes out, and that's where Brahma is. And this stem is where this whole universe is, and we are sitting inside there. Not in the open sky like what we think. Yes, open sky, because this ether is so big. We cannot conceive. The ether is so big. So it's not in the open air, he let you, yeah, open air, we are lost. Even now itself we are lost. What to see over the open air. So he's in that stand. And inside there, it's all by the supreme will of Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, and everything is taking place inside there. And Brahma will be in the topmost of the whole planetary system. See? And the universe is the top there. His abode is there. The rest are all down. And so, this goes on, and then Brahma, the first living entity, how are we going to start off with? Like for example, when we go to a job, we go to a job and we will be thinking, let's say we are new to the job. When we are new to a job, then we are always waiting for, you know, how to set it up, huh? How am I going to first? If you are only taking over a job from somebody else, then the somebody else or the one before that or somebody would have already set the procedures and the various files all open, everything is done. So you just need to follow. In this case, no. He's brand new. He's just born into this universe with nobody there. Full of darkness and nothing. Darkness. No sun, no moon, nothing. Because there are no demigods. So therefore he is turning up and asking the Lord, my dear Lord, and he's praying. Please let me know. His prayer in Canto 3 will definitely touch you all. To see how humility is all about. He's so very, 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 he's full of humbleness. And he prays to the Lord, and then the Lord gives tapa, isn't it? Austerity. Please meditate. Meditate on what? Meditate on this Virat Roop. And he is meditating on this Virat Roop. Because you need to know, your desire, your question is how to create, right? So you want to create, you just meditate on the Virat Roop, my Virat Roop. So therefore, Brahma is sitting down and he is meditating on this Virat Roop. And what is Virat Roop? Where is this Virat Roop come from? We talk about Garbha Dakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, all fine, nice, everybody understands. Shirodakshaya Vishnu is after this, when the living entities and all other things, he comes as the super soul. That also easily understandable because we know this is okay. But where did this Viradhoop come from? Viradhoop is an expansion of, you read Bhagavatam, you continue, you see that there. It's an expansion of Garbhodakshaya Vishnu to exhibit this particular group, how he controls this material, the whole universe. So his Jindri's roof, gigantic form roof, that he is actually controlling the whole material manifestation and what is to be and what not to be there. And therefore for creation he got Brahma to meditate on this particular roof. Not that Brahma is neophyte and all this, please don't say he didn't believe in God and no. To him this doesn't apply, but he needs to create. So therefore he is giving him. Why? Because everything that you need in the for this creation business, it is there. As what Gopinath Acharya last week, he said it very clearly. It's a blueprint. Yes, it's a perfect. It's a blueprint of the of creation, of creating this material world. That's the blueprint. Because everything that you need is there. So the Lord shows. He shows the four planetary systems, the 14 planetary systems. We read, right? The peace is this particular Patal and this, and a few months ago, we read this, saying that the peace is the supposed to be the Patala and all these things, and then the lake, and then the lake is referring to this particular planet, and this planetary system, that like that, 14 planetary systems. It's all there in the Viradhoop. And that from there, that Lord Brahma got his idea of how to, first you must segmentalize the whole universe, it's too big. So he put the 14, that he gets from this Viradhoop. So like this, everything, even the devadas, the senses, you know, the, how the Lord senses are controlled, and how he is, by his supreme will, how he sees, and therefore there must be a demigod controlling that particular thing. So therefore he created the sun god. Such thing called sun god. But remember, all these are positions. These are not any specific personality only can hold. No. Any living entity who qualifies for it can hold that position. A sun god, a Vayu, or Vayu Bhagavan, or Varuna, and all these demigod positions are all open to us also. If you are having the kind of desire that it is so nice to be a Vayu Bhagavan, carry on that desire. Then Krishna will fulfill it. When you find Brahma one day approaching you, my dear friend, you are the next one to be this particular. Yes, it will come. So don't desire all these things. That is not our desire. Okay? That is not our goal. Because our set goal in the first place is way of perfection. Not and still remaining in this material world and going through the same suffering in a more refined form. After that it will be more refined, that's all. But no reason. Suffering is still suffering. Because you must understand, when we are having a very nice time, wonderful, everything is nice. Even the slightest bit of thing that happens, a little bit off also, wow, it is so big for us, and then we are always crying for it. We are crying, oh, how can. But when a person who has been suffering all the life, to him that small one, I, what is this? Why are you crying for this one? This is so small. Because this is relative, you know, this world is relative, so you feel like this. So therefore, even in hell, even in heaven, everything is so nice. Oh, material opulence is so, you no need to, you name it, they have it. We are struggling for it. They also have to struggle then. Because not everything is going to go on so smooth. The enviness and many other things will still be there. The modes are still there. So what to do? To do that. So therefore this problem of material misery will be there. So therefore this sponsorship and sense control, demigods, all other things that we see in this material world, all are created based on this Virat Roop of the Lord. You see, everything, in other words, Krishna has a hand in everything that we can think of. There's nothing. That is why Prabhupada puts it so nicely, it's not an independent. We are not independent. We are not independent. And therefore, this particular blueprint is what the first thing that he is recommending. See? Sukadeva Goswami is recommending this particular blueprint. You take it for the start off person, you start off with it. But as your realization, as we know, realization, how does this God realization come? It comes in three levels. That is very everywhere, you know, we must have read it many, many times in Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavadam, the Brahman level, Paramatma level, and Bhagavan level. So he is actually explaining all these three. What are these three levels? And he is explaining. This first level is actually going on. Virat Roop is also the first impersonal feature of the Lord. Because it's like all pervasive, he is everywhere. You see, when you want to see the Lord's form, the first thing you will come is, you want to know about God. Who is God? You look around. So in this material world, those people who don't know anything about spiritual existence and spiritual world or anything about this, even about the material world in proper, then the first thing they always know is that, yes, there are a lot of gigantic and fantastic things happening in this world. Yes, even a person who builds such a huge skyscraper, they will ask, wow, who is this person behind me? Fantastic. What must be his brain to think of and plan in such a way is so nice. If that can be so nice, then what about the so many features? That's where Prabhupada is putting it, the forest, the, you know, the various things. That's why he's asking them to concentrate. Look at this. Your mind will start thinking. So therefore, he's putting. And before that, please remember, as far as the Lord is concerned, has he got a, although he has a hand in everything, has he got a direct contact? No, he has no direct contact. The Lord has no direct contact with the material, although he is his own enemy. That's why he is simultaneously one and different. You know, that's why the Ajinta says this tattva. This tattva is something which you will never find in any. Nobody has this tattva. Only the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Even the four, you know, the initial four Sampradayas, they also don't have. This is specially added in by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. He came, he added in this, and then he took the cream of the four Sampradayas and he put it in the one, and then he called it Gaudiya. This is special. That is why we must know that we have, in our Sampradaya, we have it all refined and done. So, he is only glancing. The Lord just glances and then all the agitation and everything starts. Material is agitated. Everything, activities, everything starts. Other than that, the Lord has no other game of play. So therefore, what he is explained so far is about God realization, not about cosmic manifestation. Okay? Cosmic manifestation is one of the subject matter which he has to bring up because he has to recommend therapy. In which all this what we see around is happening. And therefore, this less intelligent, they cannot conceive so many things in this world about God. But at least they will know that there are certain things which are so fantastic, so great. It is produced in such a great system. Just take even our own body. There are many, millions of things which the scientists and the philosophers don't even know. The scientist doesn't even know anything about it. What they know is just the tip of the iceberg. exactly how the body is functioning. They may know the outline of it, but the real detail of it, they don't know. Because it's very, very complicated. What to speak about? Just the body only. What about others? And the beauty, one body with another body is totally different. Human body with, say, dog body, different. The way they break down their food, they are different. The same. So similarly, many, many things are taking place in this world. There are many things which people can really know. There must be a great, great, even ordinary engineer is making one big skyscraper, and then he can, that itself, he can get so amused about it. What about the amazement we will get about these great, great things which you see around in this world, which you will be thinking, wow, this ocean, my God, I can't think of this. This is so big, so much water. Where did this so much water come from? And it doesn't go up even an inch, not even a millimeter, it will go up or down. Whether it's heavy rainy season or no rain, it just remains as it is. How? Where is so much of water coming? And the power of water is so powerful. So powerful. So where are all these things coming from? That means there must be someone behind this who has created this. So immediately you are actually going back to the Lord. You are actually thinking of, there must be a superpowered person. There must be someone, somebody. To them, to think it as a somebody is so difficult. Because they will say, body here. If it is a body, there must be like me. So everything is in relation to him. Because my body, I cannot do all these things. I can't even think. So therefore, cannot be a body. It must be something different from me. Of my, not body, no feature. It must be like in air, where I cannot see. This is God. And put the word God. But the definition of God is someone so great, great, great. That's why in some of the sastras, it is just described, God is great. God is great. That's all. What is this greatness? Nobody knows. They can only say, they can see all these things and then meet it. Then they get the greatness. They can conceive to some extent how great he must be. So, Sukadev Goswami is actually recommending this. Do this first. Then at least your idea of challenging God and godlessness and all will go, will suffice. That means you can come out of all these things. So that is why he is making this explanation. This is the, so far, all the explanation that he made is for this particular purpose. And because of these people who are such a, you know, not in the spiritual platform yet, haven't even started his form. They find that even when Krishna comes, no, he's only a Robin Hood. He comes. So heavy, he shows all his heroic things and he goes. He's not a Robin Hood. See? Because his spiritual potency and his inconceivable. What to speak about? Even the greatest of greatest demigods cannot even conceive him. Huh? It is said even Lord Shiva, he cannot conceive the Lord. What we can only understand is the little bit of the Lord. What to speak about us? We practically, we are only knowing not even the speak. We are just knowing one small full stop maybe. That much of little bit about this thing after practicing so much of. That's why his potency is so great, so great. So great in terms of the amount of potency that we don't know. If you compare it in ratio, okay, we are knowing very little, nothing. So like that. So, but these philosophers and materialists, they are absorbed in this particular world. Oh, this is what it's all about. Why this thing is going on? My life is so nice, this, that, that's all he can know. All he knows is surrounding him. Beyond which is very difficult for him. Only when he does his experiment, he go and put some test tube up and down and put it, throw some this chemical and that chemical. When it changes color, when it comes this one, oh, I come with the conclusion, this must be this. Then another fellow will go and throw another color, another this one, and then he will come out with another one to challenge this one. To say, no, it is not true. So, one defeating the other, that's all. Because it's not absolute truth. You are not going to the Shastra to pick it up, because where absolute truth is spoken, you are doing it yourself and say, only when I see, then I talk about it. Then let's talk. Otherwise, no. God doesn't exist. So in this kind of philosophers and scientists, you find it very difficult. They are totally, they don't know anything about spiritual existence. That's what Prabhupada says. No spiritual existence. Nothing. He doesn't know. And all these, what to speak about personal feature, oh, it will burst. If we talk about personal feature, God is actually like a person. He has a roof, he has a form. Oh, you go to the temple, you see his name. So all that all man-made, and this is not, this is an idol. Because they cannot conceive. They are foolish. They are foolish. That is why Krishna says, to the foolish I don't reveal. In chapter 7, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, to the foolish and unintelligent I do not reveal myself. They cannot conceive me. So therefore, they are not understanding. So therefore, the Lord is kindly now demonstrating this Virat Roop for those people, those kind of people. Otherwise, Virat Roop has no room in the actual spiritual listing, no need. No need. I am sure we don't go through, right? In our listing, did Prabhupada come and say, please meditate on Virat Roop first before you take initiation? Okay, you just come into the congregation, go for Virat Roop. Go and concentrate on Virat Roop. Because he goes straight into Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga surpasses all this, including the localized Paramatma realization yoga also. Because they also, after everything, they have to come to. So therefore, this Virat Roop is there, and therefore these materialistic people, they are advised, please concentrate on the Lord's gigantic body, any part, any part, in the form of, because in every part there is a certain significance in this world. What is going on, like a forest, all, oh, everything is there, it is the body part. So if you are concentrating on this particular thing in this material world, you are actually meditating on the body, the gigantic body. So that is why, you see, even as a devotee, I am very sure, sometimes when you think of it, you see, wow, fantastic, how these things happen, how the world, you see, how nicely the sun comes, how powerful it is. Where is this power coming from? These are all, we are actually relating Krishna back to what we see in the material. Actually everything in the material. And so therefore, this forest field and all, you know, sometimes you may think, what is this? Actually this is not new. This forest field and ocean and whatnot here, it's not new. You know the Mayans and all? In the early civilizations where Mayans and all, these people are meditating on nature. They have, to them they believe that. They believe, and it's true, it's a fact. Because that also relates back to Krishna. So they are starting their realization from that level. Fine. At least they don't come and tell no God. Maybe they are telling, oh God, no love of nature. Maybe he choose to call nature. Fair enough. That is so. But actually, he is actually referring to Krishna. So, this is actually how worship is. That is also a form of worship. And wonderfully, Prabhupada puts it, this will diminish the demonic challenges of godlessness. Yes, once we start realizing the great things we can see around the world which are related to the Lord, this demonic mentality will go. Demonic mentality. What is demonic mentality? In fact, on Friday, the Prabhu was very nicely explaining this demonic mentality. Demonic mentality, the key thing is, if I am going to hell, you come with me. I am rotting in this world, please join me. I don't want to see you anything higher than that. Either you be equal, if possible, always lower than me. That is demonic mentality. So this demonic mentality is where you say godlessness. No God, nothing. How can? You all are foolish, sentimentalists. Yes, religion cannot be mixed with sentiment. You know what is sentiment? Sentiment is our own mind. What that comes out from our mind, that is called sentiment. You cannot mix that one with sastra. Don't mix it. Once you mix it, it is sentiment. That is not actual religion, it is just sentiment. So therefore, and wonderfully, the Prabhupada puts it, these sense of God realization, these are the last two lines of the purport, this verse. These sense of God mind or mindedness will diminish one's pride in challenging the existence of God. This will definitely break them up. They will give up. They cannot challenge anymore. And at the same time, he goes on to say, thus one can learn to respect everything, for all things are parts and parcel of the Supreme Body. Even if it's a part and parcel of the Supreme Body, can you try to be disrespectful? It's like your body part. Do you treat one of your ear as so more important than the other ear? Or say, oh, my ear, no, my eyes are more important. No, everything is important. So everything has to be respectfully taken care of. So therefore, at least from the start, you start taking care of and look at it and give it the respect. All living entities must be equal, right? Samadarshana must be there, starting off with. See? From Virat Rupa, how scientifically Sukadeva Goswami puts it, and so beautifully he says, just concentrate. He doesn't want to talk about so much about anything about or too much about spiritual things. He starts off with a simple, what you can see day to day. And for the benefit of all of us, he also explains where this comes from. That is the Virat. And then, if you really want to know this, what is this first step and second step and all these things, third step and all, Bhagavad Gita 7:19, if you go, that is, Bhagunam Janmanam Ante, Janavan Mam Prabhatyade Vasudevam Sarvam Vidhi Samahatma Sudhudrama. This is a wonderful verse which you can see. Rest assured, he is telling, after many, many births and deaths, he who actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, know me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very, very rare. And that is the very reason we find only so many people are here, but there are millions out there. Very rare. Very rare to come to me. To understand Krishna and knowing him, many, many births. So eventually, we don't know how many births we have taken under that kind of category there, outside there. And because we have started it off with small first step, slowly we reform, we advance, and slowly we are given in this birth, we are given this opportunity. Spiritual world, material world. Spiritual world is independent, it's your striving and your what you put in. Your determination, your enthusiasm, all these things count. The material world, you are a fool number one. You can put any amount of determination, you can put any amount of enthusiasm, you can put any kind of this thing. You can work 24 hours a day and until you drop it, you will only get what you are supposed to get. Because it all works on destiny. So if we remain in that platform of material thing, then we are just simply wasting of time, showing ourselves, oh, so hard I'm working and all this, I got a wonderful pay rise and I got this thing, I got that thing. These are all wasting of time. Because what you are supposed to get, you are getting that all. Not that you put in 24 hours work, that's all you got it. No. All you need is just put in just the right amount. That's all. Don't spend too much time on that. But for that reason, can we say, all right, all destiny, everything should come, like a tiger, destiny, so let me sit down, open my mouth, the deer will come and fall inside. You have to go and do your running. Go and chase and hunt and get your bait. Otherwise, no food, hungry. Because even though it is destiny, you have to put the effort. That little amount of effort must be there. So therefore we are all supposed to put that effort. But don't over endeavor. That's a simple thing. You see, Prabhupada always says, don't over endeavor. Let the good work go. Work. Get your earn a living. Go ahead. That's nice. But don't overdo it. So much so, everything I got no time. Everything also in this world, nothing, I got no time. Only got time is when my boss says, come now. Immediately you will be there. So therefore, this is over and over. What is over and over? Don't worry, if you can't get, if you're only getting a two-room flat, never mind. That will be so. Two-room is still a room. You are getting some shelter. All you need is a shelter. How big is our body? Our body is so small. How much we want? We want a big bungalow, big palace. Everybody want Buckingham Palace? Not possible. Okay? There's only one Buckingham Palace in this world. So we cannot get it. Don't anger. Oh, one fine day I want to be in Buckingham Palace. Then all the best that can happen is, because there's only one Buckingham Palace, you're going to take birth after birth and birth, how many births, and then I don't know when you will get that. It's a waste of time. So indeed, he says, Prabhupada says in the purport of this particular verse of Bhagavad Gita 7.19, in the beginning of spiritual realization, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, that is what happens first thing. When the beginning, when you have already decided, no, material this thing is full of problems, so I have to get out. So I need spiritual realization. And that spiritual realization, when you just start on the first step, when you pull it, the first thing you are always trying to is become detached from material life. You are trying your best to reduce that down. No, I want to reduce. Impossible, completely give up. But that will come at a very much later stage. But the key thing, you will be struggling to give up. And there is, and at the same time you find some leaning towards impersonalism. That's a beautiful thing. There will be certain amount in the beginning, there will be some leaning towards impersonalism. Because we are not our personal this thing, whenever we perceive something, is always when our eyes can see or our mind can actually conceive it. that is teacher. We will say it's a personal. Anything beyond that, we will say, no, it must be impersonal. So in that context, we always tend to reject this personalist teacher. So they will be talking about only impersonal. So we will somehow, that is why the first, this Virat Roop is also the impersonal feature of the Lord. To go on, it is written, you will come across this, the Virat Roop is also a feature of the impersonal feature of the Lord. It is an impersonal feature of the Lord. So this impersonal Brahman realization is actually this. Virat, you see this is okay, then after that, you know, you get into, then you will, you know, start concentrating and all this, oh, the Lord is not person. So therefore, what is it? Oh, one Jyoti comes out. So therefore, this Brahma Jyoti is some and substance. To him, he concludes it, this is. That's the problem with Mayavati also. Other than that, it's the beginning, it's fine. It's alright. Nothing is wrong with that. But the moment you conclude that that is the sum and substance of Absolute Truth, then you are wrong. That is where the mistake is all about. Because then you stop there. So when you stop at that level, then your second level and third level are gone. And therefore, devotional service and all this doesn't exist, doesn't come into your place. And therefore, you always remain in that very low platform. Your knowledge will never be complete. Okay? So therefore, and when one is further advanced, he can understand that there is activities in the spiritual world. You see, the first thing, activities will come. He cannot think for himself to say that I am full of activities. I am just born as a normal living being. I am full of activities and I like activities. Is there anybody here says I don't like activities? I don't want anything. I like to be just somewhere, just dreaming myself. Activities, even dreaming is also an activity. You may be stationary, like a tree. It's not moving, but it is still as activity. Activity is going on because his mind, you know, the mind intelligence, the ego is still there. It's not that nothing. His body is only the tree, that body. Just unfortunately, he's having that kind of suffering he's going through. But activities are still there. Because activity is the nature of the spirit soul. As long as the spirit soul is there, activity must be there. The moment activity will stop when the spirit soul leaves. That's the dead person. So therefore activity, that's why he will realize that there is spiritual activity in the spiritual life. Spiritual life is not dormant. You know, some people feel fear. You know what is fear? The fear is, if I become spiritually advanced and all that, I become completely, with no activity, dormant. Like shunya, shunyam, you know, the Buddhists, they believe in that. Become nothing. Where? Who says become nothing? Even Newton, you know, Isaac Newton says, no, it's wrong, and he proves it. He is proving it. There is no such thing as you can create and destroy anything in this world. This energy cannot be destroyed, he says. Because the energy will be transformed into something else, that's all. You cannot destroy it. So the same way, people are thinking that become dormant. And in that kind of dormant state, it is worse than death. So I rather die than to become in that spiritual thing and become dormant. Okay? So therefore, then Prabhupada goes on to say that these activities constitute devotional service. These activities, not the kind of activities that we are doing in our daily life, or running down, looking. These activities that we are doing in the normal daily life, the normal going to work, going down there and all these things, and that these are all simply duties. These are duties. As a result of this birth, we took this body, we have relations around us, we have bound by these duties. So we have to carry on. That is all, we are carrying out duty only. There is no devotion involved. And therefore, realizing this, he becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then he surrenders. Activities are there. Oh, that is so wonderful. Even can be related to the Lord. Oh, so wonderful. Nice. Devotional service. See? Once he realizes that the devotional service is there, and he can give to his thing. So, whether we are alive or we are dead, what difference does he make? It is just that the body goes. The material body goes, that's all. No other difference. That's why as devotees we don't bother whether the body is there or body is gone. But the body is there, then it's actually a vehicle where we can do the service for the Lord. If the body is not there, then it's either you're going to get back your spiritual body for you to go back, or you'll get another material body. So that is why the Vaishnavas, the great Acharyas, they are saying, my dear Lord, it doesn't matter where you put me, whether in the heaven, in Singapore, or back in the hellish planet, doesn't matter, even Patalam or wherever, but only one thing, I should never be able to forget your lotus. That is the prayer. That should be our prayer. Doesn't matter about the body. Body, we take care, that's all. And at the same time, you will start to understand that Lord Krishna's mercy is everything, and that he is the cause of all causes, and that this material manifestation is not independent of him. All this realization will come step by step. As we start off slowly, all this will come. Then what will be the next? You surrender. You surrender to the Lord. Why are you going to surrender to all this boss, that boss, these people, that people? Oh, he is the greatest personality or best personality you can think of around you. No. You surrender to the Lord. Because nothing is independent. It's all under his control. So whether he wants to give you, don't give you, it's best for you to have this and not that. Let him decide. Why do you need to decide? And tell the Lord, oh my dear Lord, please give me $1 million because I am so very, you know, probably financial problem. You think my $1 million will solve? First and foremost, you don't know even how to spend one penny. That's the reason you have become now so indebted. You are having shortage of this $1 million in the first place. Why? Because you don't know how to spend. You mean all your whole life you never get a spend? You get the money but you don't know how to manage. Because when we are materialistic, we are in this mode, you know, the lower mode, we will never know how to spend. That is why in the Shastra it is recommended, sutras and below should not be given money. They can work, but no money. They should be given their necessity. And that is why you see in the Varnashram so beautifully, the upper Varnashram system, they will take care of the... How they take care? What? Spoon feed? No. You work. The work is part of your listening activities. So you work, and then finally you will come into contact with this idea of serving. You just serve. Money, don't talk. Because the moment I give you, you will be in the story shop. What's the point? What's the point of giving the money? You just see what? Saturdays and all the other days also. During the evening time, the bars and restaurants are booming. Booming with activity. Because that money, they don't know how to spend. They don't know. Then money should be spent properly. So they go there and completely drink themselves and become drunk and spend all their money, and next day go back to the office and try it like an ass. Work like an ass. get that same money which you actually got in and it's in the down the drain now. You vomited it out, haven't you? Transform that money into this and then you vomit. All gone down the drain. So again it's our, you know, again he goes there looking to how to make back that money. So what's the use? Might as well don't, isn't it? Because during that course of the time he has committed so much of sin. Who is going to repay this sin? He has to come back. He has to take birth after birth and cover. So therefore, he also realizes that this material world is the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. See? Because first of all he must know, if realization has to take place, first thing he must know, say, what is this? Why am I doing here? My surrounding, what is this? All, I see so many things. You should know about it. That is why the subject matter on material cosmic manifestation and material world and all are described also. Otherwise there is no reason for Sukadeva Goswami, such great exalted, to think about what is all this going on. Why do you need to describe? Because you need to know. Because for us, it is all in relation. It's a relative difference between the place where we are thinking of, okay, spiritual world must be house. This one must be house. So first you must know this, then only you can compare with that one. So therefore the material world is also given. So he knows this is a perverted reflection of thought. Like, you know, you take something and you show it in front of a mirror. It's a perverted reflection. What you see, it's not real. What you see in a mirror is not exactly what you are actually showing. It's just the other way around. That's why you cannot take this book and put it there in a mirror and read it. You cannot read it. You cannot look at a mirror and read it. No way. Because it's a perverted reflection. And therefore, the left becomes right, right becomes left and all these kind of things. How you can read? You cannot read. Impossible. So, he will realize that. Perverted reflection. This material world is merely a perverted reflection. So don't go and hanker for this. I want a house. I want this. I want that. I want a car. I want this. Otherwise, nothing less than that. No. This all doesn't make any difference. That's why not a penny, like what the Prabhu was saying, not a penny can Bill Gates bring along when he goes. He may have $80 billion, this is what Prabhu was saying, he has $80 billion assets. Such a rich person. But not a single cent will go with him. Now do we think about 1 cent? No value. Even that 1 cent also cannot get it. Okay? It is meant for others who are sitting next to you, or they will grab and fight and get it and go. And they will enjoy it. It's meant for them. It's for their karma. Because your karma ends there. For this life, this ends there. So you're going to go and get take the next set of your big, you know, you'll be having big chunks of this sinful activities and all these reactions to be suffered. So you'll be going to take the next stack of it and suffer and go and take another body. While you do that, here this one goes to the next person who are inside there. It all goes to them. How much must go? Krishna already put that. Your quota is so much, you get your inheritance, you will inherit it so much, you'll inherit so much. But mind you are also inheriting part of this karma. Because he's giving it to you. So if you enjoy it without anything, it's no good. That's why he say all these kind of things, when it comes, you know, out of even our good, auspicious life or whatever, you know, so nice, sukriti, still, learn to share. Keep it out in the right perspective. Charity. Charity should be made in the mode of goodness or love. Not in the mode of passion and ignorance. It's no use of one person come and tell you, my dear Prabhu, look here. I'm hankering for my cigarette. Can you please give me $1 or $2 so that I can go and buy it? That is not charity. That charity is in the mode of ignorance. So So don't do it. Don't think that just because I give out money, that means it's charity. No. But that charity, again, Krishna explains in the 17th chapter how it is to be the most of mature nature, how it is to be. So we have to be very careful. When this thing comes, think about Krishna consciousness, how much we are benefiting and how much we should keep away to the well-being of others. Then that money doesn't bring in reaction at all. You only bring in some nice spiritual realization to you. You get spiritual advancement for that. And finally, he also realized that everything that has a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna, everything, whether material world, whether spiritual world. When we first start, we always will segregate, you know. Oh, material world is material world. That one is that one. Spiritual world. Spiritual world is where God is and God everything related to that. Here, nothing. Here we are, this is a rotting chamber where we have to sit and rot. This is not good for anything. Until I go there, then I can talk about it. Now, let me, my turn is to be here. And some even come out with the concorded idea that there are seven births, and after the seven births, automatically you will transfer off. No more births. I don't know where it, what is it? I mean, as far as my knowledge goes, and whatever I have read so far, Bhagavadam, the whole Bhagavadam, I have never come across such a philosophy. There is seven births, and after that, no more births. No. It clearly says, unless we prepare for the death, and then think of Krishna at the time of living, we will go back. And this is actually when a person is in full Krishna consciousness. Then this is what Krishna consciousness is all about. Krishna consciousness is not a, some kind of a religion. This religion, all this we are talking about, where did it come from? In the Satya Yuga act, there is there, was there such thing called Hindu, and is there such thing called Christianity or Buddhism or this Muslim, Islam? No. Satya Yuga don't have, Treta Yuga don't have, Dwapara Yuga don't have. Only the current crazy yuga that we are having. What do you do? Because these are all because you see the Lord. But this is bona fide. Remember, these are because doesn't mean these particular religions which are mentioned are unbona fide. They are bona fide. They are bona fide because it is brought about by the Lord. Are not some spiritual group, they come and then they take some from here, some from there, and this. These are all unbona fide. These are waste of time. This kind of religion, which is, we are talking about, Christian, Buddhist, and all these are all by the Lord. So therefore, they are bona fide. Because it is something like, you know, it is something like pocket dictionary and concise dictionary. Can you say pocket dictionary is not dictionary? No, it's also dictionary. So for this pocket dictionary, the only difference is in pocket dictionary, you don't find so many things being explained. You won't go into detail and all these things. It is always very brief. Similarly, all these Kali Yuga religions, bona fide religions, are pocket dictionary, which is the gin. So that is why Prabhupada always says, you just follow your own religion, because that is very comfortable for you now. That is why you are calling yourself very proudly, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am this. So just follow. Whatever the scripture says, your scripture says, just follow. Then everything will be fine. Why? Because when you actually follow, then at birth, as what Krishna says, after many, many, many births, so, once your birth is like this, so nicely you follow whatever the bona fide teaching is, to whatever level you understand, and to whatever level it is teaching you, But the next thing he will pull you on, and you will cling until you will come to Sanatana Dharma, which you are following. This is Sanatana Dharma. Krishna consciousness is Sanatana Dharma. What is Sanatana Dharma? That means eternal religion. That is the eternal religion of all living beings. And that is Krishna consciousness. Okay, I'll stop here. Then we'll come back down. So, if there is any questions or comments, please.
Thank you so much for the definite class. Probably just a few things from your class, Soji. Soji, you mentioned about the material world as a perverted reflection of spiritual world, actually. So everything that is there in the material world is there. But in... Okay, so... Actually in material world also, in normal our social circle, we find... We call some person a pervert.
Okay.
No, he's just a pervert.
Okay.
So he is perverted reflection of the perverted reflection. But that does not mean that this guy is actually following the spiritual standard. Anyway, but this is just his one thought, actually. But
no, actually that one, the perverted, see, we are already perverted, we have reflection here. And then when we don't reflect and work according to what we are supposed to be, the absolute truth is what's supposed to be the actual reflection. The actual, not the reflection. Okay? That's why Krishna says, you know, I'm so unfortunate. You know, in the 10th canto, Krishna says, I'm so unfortunate. Why? Because I got no chance to look at myself. If at all I want to see, I can only see my reflection. Because if he goes and stands in front of the mirror or any shining object, you know, his dwarga, everything was shining in his colors. He's shining. So this shining is so great, he can see himself. So he says, I can only see reflection. But you all are so fortunate, you can see directly. Who is more fortunate? You all are more fortunate than me. That is why reflection, we are reflections here now. And that's why we are getting this material body and all. Instead of a spiritual body, we get material body. All perverted. And so, can you imagine when someone else calls, when someone says that this is a prison house, and within the prison house, there is another prison house. So if you go there, what? Perverted upon perverted. Is this true?
One more thing, Rauji, about you said about that this particular chapter is about, you know, for the beginners. And you also said that, you know, in our spiritual movement, specifically ISKCON, we don't, to the beginner, we don't preach this particular philosophy of Virajipo, and, you know, we just tell them about we are not this body and like that. So, just curious, Rauji, for whom is this meant then, actually? And over here it is mentioned that there is nothing more than this in this material world. So how to understand that? Yes, this and it also says that one who seriously desires liberation concentrates his mind on the form of the Lord. But we understand that, you know, we should concentrate on Radha Shyam Sundar or like that, actually. And so this.
So here, you see, it's a very nice question. Because in our perspective, we find that, oh, there's nobody. No takers for this. This first chapter, no one wants. No, there are. There are. You see, in our this thing, we are not going into all these and saying, we always start off with Krishna. What is he chanting about? Krishna, you know, this Prabhupada, in his one of his lecture, he is saying, chanting is actually the awakening of your spirit soul. Your spirit soul is sleeping. We are all sleeping. We are simply sleeping. Okay. That's why, jap ji go, go, come on, wake up. See? So, when we are all sleeping, we need a wake up call. So therefore, this chanting, the mantra, in sound vibration, the sound wakes everybody up. How does a sleeping person, if you want to wake him up, how? Can he tell? Show some, you know, some eye shining or just open, just close around without sound. No. You really wake him up means you have to call his name. Come on. Wake up. It's already time. The sun is up. So you have to come out with some sound. But that kind of sound is only going to wake him up physically. But inside that spiritual this thing, your spirit soul, you have to wake it up, then you have to use the special mantra sound. And that is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
It's awakened. You just see how, why is it that, you know, when, before we start a class, before we start a class, you always find there will be kirtan. Why you need kirtan? After all, we are coming for a class. That is everything to do with just here the topic, whatever it is, isn't it? No. That is the reason for that. Because this sound vibration, the kirtan sound vibration, which is the holy name, when it is sounded, it brings in all auspiciousness and our mind is set to that particular hearing where what you are supposed to hear. Then your understanding and everything you will be prepared and ready. Otherwise you are bringing in so many things from outside, right? We are all bringing in all kind of things from outside. When you come in here, today was a bad day, like, so many these things, so many things, all these are bringing in. And that is actually in our consciousness. In that type of consciousness, you start hearing, oh, first step to God realization, oh my God, I haven't even reached that level yet. It's very hard to understand. But when this sound vibration is given, then you will come. So similarly, this sound vibration is given as a first step. Because we are not going into the impersonal feature, Paramatma feature, all these features, no. We are going directly into Bhagavan realization. And this is a process which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already given us in this yuga. Because all this is nice, but when it comes to Kali Yuga, the effect of Kali is very strong. And this particular mantra, the Maha Mantra, can overcome it. That is there in the Shastra. Even Lord Shiva is saying, my dear Parvati, you know this 16 syllable mantra, you can overcome anything in Kali Yuga. Nothing can stop it. So therefore, we go on that level. We don't go in this. Okay, now, the next part of the question, then who does this actually, you know, who should actually get it? Why should there be this? Yes, there are. You've done and done. No, I got no time. You believe in God? No. First thing, you will, before even if you can open your mouth to preach or say something about Krishna, he will tell you, I don't believe in God. Can you leave me alone? Can you prove that there is God? Who is God? They want some kind of physical proof, some experiment to be shown. So cannot. So these kind of so many are there. In Kali Yuga will be full. There will be so many of these. So therefore they have to start with somewhere. You know how they get this thing? Then you may ask, okay, if the daughter is not getting anything from me, then where does he go and get this first start? The first start, Maya will be. when Maya gives a slap, slap and kick and everything, Lohori, you're suffering. Oh, this is not nice. My material world which I conceived is not like this. To be tossed and kicked and about. So when he goes through so much of this problem, he realized, oh, this is not the way. There must be a better way somewhere. And then he will start realizing, oh, no matter how I plan, how I do so many things, still it doesn't work. It is working according to the plan of the Supreme. Then all this Supreme comes in. That means there must be someone who is more powerful than me. More powerful than whoever, the most powerful man I think in this world, must be more powerful than him. Because even that person, if I go and surrender, he cannot stop. He cannot stop my misery. That is why you go to a, even a devata, he cannot stop also. So therefore, we tend to think, no, there must be someone much, much higher than this. And that must be someone whom I have to call God. Probably this is what, you know, many of these religionists are talking God. You know, he is slowly getting his idea. Then from there he will just fit in place, in many places. Oh, this must be so fantastic, huh? You look, this forest, oh, so big, so many trees, and this, I want to make a small garden with few plants and all. It takes me so long and so difficult. But here, nobody grows it, nobody is this thing, but it's just growing like anything. Such a great forest. And it is giving and sustaining so many millions of living entities there. Is this something not a human being, normal person cannot do? So this is how his realization will come. So therefore, this category of people, only when side slap comes, then otherwise he will never wake up. So what to do? There are categories like this also. You know, some people, you know, in the sastra is there, you know, how people learn. There are many ways. So some, when you say, it's enough. Some, no need to say also. Just by observation, he can learn. He learns. Like child, you know. Child, not everything you say, you know. Many things they observe and then they already catch it. So that's one way of learning. The other way is that actually all these are inside the child. You can see how the child grows up, you can see. All these are inside there. Then the child. And the other thing is, the child, you say, then the fruit repeat. He will do also. Say, yeah, yeah, he tells me, he said, that must be correct. So I do. If not, either way he doesn't want. Then you have to just gain him. Then you will see, oh, this one is wrong. That's why my father came to me. Then he learns. So if we are in, depends on which category we are in. That is why when we go through so many births and our consciousness is purified, then when you come to a certain level, then you find it's much easier for us to accept Krishna consciousness. So easily. Otherwise some will wait, let me wait, let me wait, and take a long, long time before even visiting. But before that, maybe his life gone, and then or is about to fail end. Then he takes another life and goes on. So we also have been doing that, and so we are sitting here and thinking, all right, who is this fellow? Why must be so stupid, huh, you all? Why you can't accept? It's so nice, so sublime, so this thing. Because when we are practicing and we are getting that particular taste, the ruji, so we feel we also want to share. But this guy is so stupid, he doesn't want. What to do? This world, material world, is made up of so many kind of people. Anything else? Anybody wants to ask a question?
7:45. Thank you so much. Such a nice, wonderful, enlightening lecture. So I'm just wondering, just in case if someone new were to come to our qualification now, and after this lecture they realize that praying to nature is actually the first step in God realization. And then eventually they see that even the Hare Krishna people, they are also praying to Giri Govardhan or Ganga and Yamuna. and also Tulsi, which is also part of nature. So how can you put them in the correct perspective to indicate to them that apparently whatever we are doing is actually ultimate and not the first step in God's welfare?
You see, the first step in realization, as it is, if you see a forest and all this, you find your relationship, how you build it up is different from a person who has been practicing spiritual life. For example, when we talk about forest or whatever, we know the thing behind it. Through Shastra, Bhagavatam, we already know. We know what is this forest is all about. They are full of living entities, that's all. Knowing it in that perspective and knowing it, it's just a tree, and all few trees will be there, and this and that, and this, and it's very big and all. This is all surface only. The real knowledge comes when your realization comes. Yesterday Prabhu was telling very clearly, realization must be there. If no realization, the value of that knowledge is zero. So like this, when you start off and the realization and your finding, you find that, oh, this is very great, it looks like, wow, must be some great. This knowledge is not actual knowledge. This is only a step you are bringing up, that's all. Because it's all mixed with your own mind. This is not coming from any shastra. But when we are talking about things, we are flashing back to Shastra, how it relates to the law. And then when we look at it, the realization is different. The way we look at things is different. Similarly, when we come to Ganga, yes, use Ganga for worship, you know, worshipping Ganga, or worshipping the cow. You know, some people, they're worshipping the cow. And there is also worship of Govardhan. Govardhan is this. No, for us, we are not talking about Govardhan as a hill. We are talking about Govardhan as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, how He manifests, and how much of this thing in that particular Govardhan hill provided for Krishna as a service. So such a great personality like Govardhan is worshipable. That is why the Lord says, you are worshipable because you give so much. And I am no different from that, because I am also part of it. Because everything that you see around. So, therefore, when we relate it back to Krishna, then we are actually back to whatever we are teaching. It's not the normal kind of this thing, the Virat group, Sukadev Goswami says, go and look at the forest, go and look at the ocean, go and look at this, and then say, I'm this thing. These are superficial. But your real this thing will come when you are really convinced. No. There must be these great things. This, you know, like sometimes, you know, some scientists who like to think so much. You know, they are actually these scientists, poets, you know, all these are dreamers, no? They are always dreaming. They are always thinking, what can be next? What can be next? What should I do next? The poet, how to get this description done? Oh, I want to describe this one. What is that one simple flower? You were saying, how am I going to describe it? How many flowers, how many petals, how many these? What to do? So here we are not talking about this human. We are talking about absolute knowledge. Every time when we look at this thing, we are flashing back to Bhagavatam and seeing where Krishna, how Krishna is now manifesting. How wonderful. That in other words, although you are looking at this material stuff, but your mind is absorbed in Krishna. Any form. How wonderful. So therefore, indirectly, he is also going in that. If he comes into this, when we start chanting and all that, and we get the taste and realization, all this will come. So therefore, there is no question of. And another thing is that about, okay, when the person says, okay, if this is a simple, I look at these trees and forests and all these things, it's more meaningful to me because it's so much easier for me to understand that God, and I just, of course, superficially think that there's God there. if I look at the ocean or something like that. Yes, that's true. But it's not the same. It's not the same. Because that person, he's superficially is trying to do. But then now, our challenge is this. If I'm going to give you a kind of a process now, that you can cut short all these things and become even better, do you want it? Of course you will say yes. And it's much easier. Just done. Just done. You will come to understand all this very easily, including not only the first chapter of this Bhagavatam, okay, the second canto, first chapter only, you will also come to understand about the second and the third and the fourth and whatever. All the whole Bhagavatam will come to you. You don't want? Sure you want. Why do you want to remain in that one all the time? So you want to go up, right? So you will come. Because that is also another thing. If he even says that, Sukadeva Goswami says, you tell them, Sukadeva Goswami in chapter 3 he talks of pure devotional service. Why not about that? Why not about that? Why you pick and choose only this one? So it's there. It's all there. You see, in a sastra, as I was telling the other time, there are 10 things. A pure sastra. You know, when we say pure sastra and impure, actually that is not the right word. But I can't think of any other word in English where I can say it's not impure actually. It is less pure. Again, let's put it that way, less pure. Or incomplete, actually it's more like incomplete. Is that there are 10 things which you have to do. And the 10th one is the final, that is surrender. Surrender to Krishna is the final. In order to do the surrender, there are various 9 things which you have to do. And this is what a scripture, a perfect scripture, a complete scripture is supposed to describe. And Bhagavatam contains all the 10. And the 10th canto is actually the 10th, the perfection of surrender. Right? In 10th canto, what do we see? The gopis and the surrender. Perfect surrender of the gopas and the gopis. So, in order to put the 9, then you see, this one will come in the 3rd canto, 10th chapter, if I'm not mistaken. 10th chapter.
Last chapter of
the 10th. That's 10. The first verse will give you the 9. And this is what all great this Vyasadeva or Sukadeva who is speaking about it is trying to achieve. He covers everything. All this he covers. All the topics in that. Where you need to know about the cosmic manifestation, you need to know about the living energy. All these things covered. 19 will be covered. So therefore, you cannot just stay in one listing and say, I just need this or this. No. If you want it perfectly, then that's why some sastras, this thing in the Puranas, it doesn't cover all. It doesn't cover all, not all. That's why there is no surrender there. Or some sastra, you don't find devotion service as the key. No? It doesn't come to that level. Okay? So anything else? Anything else? Anybody? This is one of the advantages of having a Bhagavatam class in the house. Okay, house program time is a little flexible. We can go a little bit long. But in Viramakalyan temple, sorry, we just have to cut short and say sorry, close. All questions are closed. But anyway, no need to worry because you just can ask the devotees. If you have any questions, any of this thing, you can. If all is approached to devotees, they will be able to give you the answer. If they cannot give, they will go and find out the answer for you. From a person who knows, or he will refer to the respective Shastric junction and they will come back to you. Okay? Kranga Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai,
Ananda Gauri Vaishnavani ki
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai,
Srila Gurudev ki
jai. Jai Shri Chandrasekhar Prabhupada ki
jai, Prabhupada ki jai.